Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is August 9th, 2016, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit News. It's 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and I am your host, your host, Courtney Overfield. I'm actually the only host that is on the air this today with you guys. Normally, we do have Mary Beth Brownback Nelson, or Penny Golden, or Melanie, and today it's just me. So I'm here to talk about all the upcoming events and changes with the magazine and radio and so forth, and let you guys know some of the cool things that you can check out, some of the cool places you can go to, and everything that's kind of going on within the community. So I'm excited to bring this to you. I'm excited to join the show every single month, but it's always a special opportunity when I get to host it solo and talk. So I want to start off today's show. We do use this show to give out news, you know, about the magazine, about the radio station, about anything that's kind of really going on in the community. But we actually have some news of our own. Melanie Jones, who's been our publisher and who's been amazing at putting the magazine together and is stepping into that role, has actually decided to leave the guide. She got a wonderful opportunity. It is a great opportunity for her and her family, and we wish her all the best in the world. We hope that she has all the success in the world and achieves all of her hopes and dreams. Melanie was a great addition to the guide, and if you've ever called, you know, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine, or if you've emailed the guide, that is who you got. A lot of times you got Mel, and she was there to help, and she was there to answer any questions, and she was always a positive, energy. That's what we loved about her was she always had this positive energy that she brought to the table. So, Mel, if you hear this, we appreciate all your hard work and effort. We'll miss you greatly and dearly. We hope you come back and visit. But that is a really big change for us here at the Guide. So what does that mean for anyone who is interested in radio or the magazine or who has any questions? Penny Golden is the owner. She's always been the owner, and she is here, you know, if you have any questions and so forth. So when you email info@ bodymindspiritguide.com, you're getting Penny, you're getting the owner. If you have any questions about radio, or you even have any questions about advertising, you can actually contact me, radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, and I can answer any of those questions. So that's some big changes. We also have Mary Beth, and you can email her at marybeth@bodymindspiritguide.com. So there's so many changes going on, and I just wanted to say a fond farewell to Mel. I remember the first day you walked in that office, and I really, really never thought I would see the day that you walked out. But it's here, and I know that you're currently working at your new job this week, and I hope that everything goes really well for you. So, some new stuff in the guide. First of all, I have to say, if you take a look at the magazine this month, and if you don't live local to Michigan, and you don't have the guide in front of you or anything along those lines, you can actually read it online at bodymindspiritguide.com. It's a free publication. You can read it in PDF format. However, we have a lot of people across the United States who actually want a physical copy of the magazine, and they also want to support the magazine. It's advertisers and subscribers and so forth that support us and help keep the magazine going. So if you would like to get a subscription, you can actually call us at the office, and we can put you on our subscription list. And that number is 734-513-6137. And for a year subscription, it is it is $29.95 for a year subscription, and that's 12 issues of the magazine. Or you can just read it in PDF format online every month, you know, we always enjoy hearing that people have the opportunity to read it online and take a look at it as well. So either way, you have a wonderful opportunity to get your hands on the guide. So if you haven't taken a look at August's issue, I really highly recommend it. And I know that coming from somebody who is affiliated with the magazine and affiliated with radio, that kind of sounds like, well, of course. But the reason why I'm really saying this is because I love the cover this month. I really liked it. And I can't personally say whether it was Mal or if it was Penny who picked it, but I really liked it, and I really think that it is a good cover for everything that has been going on out there right now and everything that has been happening in a political light and a spiritual light and so forth. If you don't have the magazine in front of you, it is two hands, and they kind of have like their pinkies crossed, almost like they're entwined. And, you know, it shows that signification that we're all in this together. You know, we're all in this together. We're all interconnected. We all have a connection together. You know, it's a bold statement of, hey, you know, even as a community, we are one. You know, we are connected to each other. We influence each other. We help each other. We grow. You know, for example, one of our advertisers is the Gibraltar Trade Center in Mount Clemens. They do a holistic fair every month. This past month was my first month doing it as a private vendor, and I was out there with my own personal business. But I was a vendor for the weekend, and, you know, I had a leg injury that I'm still recovering from. And those people were so nice. You know, they were kind to me. You know, when I came in on crutches, one of the ladies across from me got up. She didn't know me. She didn't even know who I was. And she helped me take the covers off my tables. And, you know, they would watch my booth for me. There was a great deal of kindness at that event. And these people didn't know me from Adam, so to speak, you know, but they showed that unity of the community. And that is a beautiful thing. So, Mal, Penn, I don't know which one of you guys picked the cover, but I really liked it, and I think that it was perfect. You guys picked a perfect timing to publish that. So, awesome to you. Plus, it's blue. And next to purple, I like blue. Penny's not on here today with me. October's coming, so I'm going to try to influence that cover. And anybody who does know me knows I love Halloween. It's my favorite time of year. So some of the articles featured on the front page, Buying Local, Little Truth Store. Definitely check out that article. Buying Local, you know, I once heard somebody say, when you buy local, you're supporting schools and education and food on the table and bills paid and, you know, dog food. You're supporting someone's life. You know, as a small business owner, I had somebody ask me a couple weeks ago if what I do I do it for fun? And I looked at them, I said, well, there is definitely fun involved. But if you're asking me if this is, you know, a side job or something that, you know, I just do for kicks and giggles, I said, it's not. So, you know, the guide is a small business. You know, even though we print 40,000 copies and we go out and, you know, we're being recognized across the nation, we're still a local business. We're still a small business out of Westland, Michigan. So always consider buying local. You know, those big chains are great and awesome, and I understand that sometimes you just got to save money. You know, I'm one of those. I can't say I shop at Walmart, but I can say that sometimes I shop at a bigger chain because I, you know, you need to pocket that money, you need to save it. But when you have the opportunity to buy local or buy small business, definitely take advantage of that, especially around the holiday season. You know, Small Business Saturday, I am actually utterly amazed about how many people will do Black Friday and go out and do all these big businesses, but they have no idea about Small Business Saturday. And the last few years, I've actually done Small Business Saturday, and people are just not as informed about it. So it's really surprising. Auras and Crystals by Jennifer Vanderwell is on the cover too, and it's a perfect time to really look at your auras and crystals with Halloween on the way and so forth, and the fall season coming. I hate to tell you guys this, but it is coming. It's a great time to cleanse. You have to remember in the winter that we tend to kind of get those winter blues, or we tend to block up, or we tend to kind of draw that energy towards us that's not positive. You know, it's cold, it's dank, we don't like it. You know, we tend to kind of get that negativity. So going into the winter with a cleansing and a positivity is a good thing. Help for summer fatigue. I think that article was written for me. Pleasures of the Unexpected by Eve Wilson, and Being the I Am Now by Michelle Lane. So there's awesome articles in here. As far as the events, bear with me, guys, because I know some of them, but I don't know all of them. Journey of Self-Discovery Meditation Lecture Series will be taking place September 28th through October 19th. You can register today. You can wait, take one, two, three, or all four and save. Learn valuable tools for everyday living, increase health, happiness, peace of mind, enjoy life in the present moment, and it includes present moment meditation. This will be taking place at Schoolcraft College. So if you want any more information, you can call them at 734-462-4448. The Posey Palooza. Enjoy an evening of empowering positive music with these talented and award-winning musicians. Their joy-filled music will lift your spirits and warm your heart at the Plymouth Community Arts Center, and that's 774 North Sheldon in Plymouth. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased online at the door, or you can call 734-454-0015. And this is brought to you by Friends of Unity, and this is Faith Rivera, Harold Payne, and Sue Riley, which I know are all great musicians, and this will be October 1st at 7 p.m. So definitely check that out. And, you know, these people have been nominated for Grammys and Emmys. So these are some awesome, powerful musicians. So definitely check that out October 1st. You know, October 1st, there's so much going on. There's the Unity of Livonia Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Festival. There's the Downriver Spirit Fest going on. And then there's this. So definitely make that day, call that the Day of Spirit, October for you, and get out and enjoy and shop and get a reading and do all those fun things that you should be doing in October. Up Dog Yoga School for Teachers. This is in Rochester, Michigan, 248-608-668. UpDogYoga.com. They're accepting applications for summer and fall 2016 semesters, 200 and 500 hour certification courses for yoga. So definitely take that, take a look at that if you've been interested in, you know, becoming certified in yoga and so forth. I do want to mention the Accident Angels Up Mic article this month on page 6. Every month I do like to publish an article called Up to the Mic, and I talk about one of our new radio shows. And we've had so many new hosts lately that it took me a hot second to get to these guys. So this is Accident Angels Injury Consultants. They're on live twice a week. They're awesome and amazing. So if you've been in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, bike accident, if you've been in an accident and you're having some issues and some troubles, they can help you. They always have a lawyer, a really good lawyer, on whether it's Thomas Randolph or Dave. Oh my gosh, I can't think of his last name. So don't forgive me, Dave, but you're awesome too. They always have an amazing lawyer on Monday if you have any legal questions and so forth. But if you don't know your rights as far as car insurance, you're not paying for car insurance, you're having issues, you know, the laws are consistently changing. And for example, I did their show last night. I produced their show every Monday and Thursday. The law just changed again. If you do not put down somebody who is driving your car and they get in an auto accident, even though that is your car and it is insured, your policy is null and void. The insurance company will not pay. So, you know, if you have a child in the house and they're driving your car and they are not insured underneath that vehicle, underneath your policy, and they drive your car and they get into an accident, your insurance company is not responsible to pay out. You know, they're consistently changing the laws. And then I actually heard that in the Supreme, going in front of the Supreme Court here in Michigan, is the idea that doctors are able to sue insurance companies to get their money. You know, you've been in a car accident, you're severely hurt, you know, you go to the doctor and they take care of you. Well, doctors right now are independently capable of suing your insurance company for the money, and they have the right to do so, you know, so that they get paid for treating you. And yeah, it should be the insurance companies that pay for that. So insurance companies are fighting against, you know, the rights of the individual. And they're actually saying doctors shouldn't be able to do that anymore. And that's going up in front of the Supreme Court. So imagine if you're in a car accident and your doctor can no longer sue your insurance company for the medical, you know, for the payment. How many doctors do you think are going to want to offer independent care to people who've been in accidents? Knowing that instead of being, you know, I don't want to say guaranteed, but, you know, they have the right to sue for payment. No, they don't. So how many doctors do you think will still practice medicine, you know, for those injured in that way, knowing that they might not ever see any money and they don't have the right to sue for it anymore? And if they sue the individual for it, the individual is hurt. The individual is probably using their health, their car insurance to try to help pay for this. And even though it's taking a period of time, you know, they still might not see any money. So her Exit Angels is a great show to listen to. You know, it's things like that that we need to know. Whether we all drive. I mean, 90% of the people I know drive. I know any of you guys who are listening to this right now probably drive. And you have to buy car insurance. You look at deductibles and all of these things. And don't you ever ask yourself, what the heck does this crap mean? And this show helps you figure that out. So definitely tune in every Monday and Thursday. So let's see what else is going on in the magazine this month. Come to the market, fresh Stein brand opening August 17th. Let's see, like two peas in a pod in downtown Farmington. Check out the Farmington market. It's the 10th annual farmers market, Elks Corn Roast, August 13th. So Farmington Farmers Market is every Saturday, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. It's an awesome farmers market. Check it out. You will come home with some of the best food, fresh vegetables, and fruit ever. I love farmers market. And, you know, that's supporting local commerce and supporting local, you know, business, too, by purchasing, you know, local. You know, that kind of keeps some of the money here in Michigan, too. Plus, organic, healthy, natural grown is all good for you. It's better than pesticides and chemicals or lab grown. So just keep that in mind. Earthlore, I want to give a shout-out to Earthlore. Earthlore is, I mean, I've been working with the guy for 3 years. And, well, it'll be 3 years in October. But, we're getting there, Penny. Earthlore has always been one of our biggest supporters. And they've always advertised with us. So thank you so much. You know, they always take out a decent size ad. I know that their store is amazing. I've been in there a bazillion times. Check it out if you're interested in stones and crystals and so forth and so on. The Shelva Adult and Child Psychiatry open house is August 25th. RSVP at 248-327-7175. That will be taking place in Southfield. Discussion topic, depression and anxiety through scientific labs. Meet and greet doctors and practitioners. You know, it's so many people have depression and anxiety. So, you know, this might be the opportunity to talk to a professional and see how they can help you with that. The article on buying local is by Mary Hughes, and that's on page 11. Let's see here. Boost your health with coconut oil. This article was written by John Shikuti. He's a vegan of 29 years and owner of Adams Green Market. So check out that article. You know, there's a lot of rants and raves about coconut oil, so that's a great article to take a look at if you've had, you know, you're curious and you kind of want to see what it can do for you. Are you concerned about mercury in your dental silver fillings? You can talk to Dr. Riley, DBS, in Bloomfield Hills. You can call for a free consultation at 248-424-4484. So he's a dentist, and he can kind of help you with that. There's so many so much stuff. keeping our aura strong using crystals, page 17. Quartz is a recommendation. Well, quartz is always a recommendation for that, but I'm looking to see if she gives any... she talks about quartz crystals, and she talks about using several of them, which is good, but I know that a lot of people who work with ores and chakras also know that they're colored, and they have their own crystals too, so you can definitely do that. But Jennifer always writes an amazing article that can help, and I always like reading her crystal articles. Universal Life Energy by Nancy Lin, and she's also the creator and host and awesome person who puts on the Downriver Spirit Fest, which is Saturday, October 1st at 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And that's at the Brownstown Recreation Center. See here. Live Life as an Empowered Soul by Mary Rath Rombach-Nelson. She's usually on the air with me. She's not today. Love Will Always Win by Chrissy Blaze. Chrissy Blaze is the co-host of Sirius Radio Live, and she's amazing, and she's also an amazing writer. The Pleasures of the Unexpected by Eve Wilson. Eve Wilson is an amazing writer, and I actually personally read her articles every month just because I like to see what she's got to say now. How to Hydrate, on page 25. I think that anybody and everybody should read this because with summer and this summer here in Michigan has been one of the warmest, I think. But with the heat of the summer and so forth and so on, we need to hydrate. I actually drink, a decent amount of water, and I didn't even realize that last weekend I was just feeling ugh. And as much water as I was drinking, I was actually still dehydrated. So definitely hydrate. The next Holistic Festival at Gibraltar Trade Center in Mount Clemens will be taking place August 26th, 27th, and 28th. If you would like a vendor space there, you can contact them, 586-465-6440. Go and check it out. It's an awesome holistic fair, and I actually think I might be there again. Unity of Livonia, live in concert, Kim Char Meredith, Sunday, August 15th at 1 p.m. Barbara White's articles are always amazing. You are worthy. Being in the I Am Now by Michelle Lane. Her articles are always really awesome. We always have our event section and our class section, so definitely take a look at those. And then also, do take a look at our directory ad pages. I know that a lot of people will kind of skip through them, their business card ads, but take a look at them, guys, because there's coupons in there, and you never know, you might actually find a coupon if you've been thinking about going and seeing a shaman or a reader or something along those lines. That is the one thing about the guide. Take a look at the magazine and take a look at the ads, because a lot of them have coupons with them or attached to them. Wendy Powers, Crossroads and Indecision, on page 36. She just finished her August show this past Saturday and did an amazing job. So You Think Your House is Haunted by Ray Frazier on page 38. I just like the picture. It's a haunted house. And that's how I work. But that might be a great article to read. Praying for Ice Cream. Yep, I need to pray for some ice cream. Join the Body, Mind, Spirit Yoga Directory. We actually have one now. That's cool. The horoscopes are always an awesome part of the magazine. Aluna Michael does them every month. I don't think the guide would be the same without them. And the to-do list, we always put you know, this to-do list in the magazine now. It's a great, awesome thing. It's on page 43. So if you're looking for things to do in August, that's your place to take a look. Nancy Lynn is in the Enlight section, bringing about peace with random acts of kindness. So there's so much going on in the magazine. I actually just went through it page by page. So I wish Mary Beth and Penny were here. You know, I know that they would fill in a lot more for you guys, but, you know, we love the magazine and we do our best, and we're happy to be here, and we're happy to spend 10 years supporting the community and being part of the community. So radio, if you take a look, it's not on the back cover this time, guys, because the Color Fest was advertised, and that just took place this past weekend. But if you look in the inside back cover of the magazine, the radio listing is there. We have a brand new show called Master Self. I love Deanna. She is awesome. Her name is Deanna Martin Harris, or Deanna Harris. She is from Australia, and she does her show live every month from the country, pick your pick, of Australia. So you have an opportunity to listen to her show. And here's a kicker for you guys, because I know a lot of you guys are from, you know, the United States and so forth. Australia, where she is, if you're in the Eastern time zone, they're 14 hours ahead of us. So right now it's 1:26 p.m. It is about 3:26 a.m. there right now. So it's already Wednesday there. So it's really amazing every time I talk to her, because she usually talks to me, you know, at night, and it's already morning the following day there. So she's drinking a cup of coffee while I'm, you know, ready to end my night and go to bed. I just think it's awesome. But anyways, yeah, Master Self, check out her show. She does a great job, and she welcomes callers. So we want to welcome you, Deanna. Thank you so much for joining the network. You're an awesome addition. If you'd like more information about her, visit bodymindspiritradio.com and join her fan club page. You can join any of the fan club pages, and if you click on host, you'll be able to find her. So that's a little bit of everything going on in the guide for the month of August. I tried to cover a little bit of everything. So if you have any questions, concerns, anything along those lines, you can always email us at info@bodymindspiritguide.com or radio@bodymindspiritguide.com or marybeth@bodymindspiritguide.com. So, or call our office at 734-513-6137. Whether you want to advertise with us, whether you want a copy of the guide, you want to find out some local areas, you know, that it's helped, or even if you want to let us know what you think, feel free to give us a call. We appreciate you. We appreciate the support, and we appreciate the fact that you keep us around. We're really grateful. I know we say that every month, but August 2nd was Lammas, which is a Wiccan holiday, and it is a holiday of being thankful, reaping the harvest, of taking a look at your blessings and so forth. So take this time, through the month of August to be thankful for your blessings, to be thankful for what you got, and to really appreciate and know and understand that, the universe is working in your favor, even if you don't feel like it. So wishing you a wonderful back-to-school season. I know everybody's busy with their kids right now and getting that flow. Try to buy local, still get out there, support the community, and we will be back on the air next month, September. I cannot believe it's already going into September. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday, September 13th, live at 1 p.m. We follow after Dr. Andrea Lee's relationship coaching show, so take a look at that. And if you are interested in becoming a radio host, if you would like your own show, if you would like to be able to produce or host your own show and really put yourself out there and connect with a worldwide audience, our shows start as low as $49 a month. So definitely get a hold of me. I'm the producer for the station. My name is Courtney, and my phone number is 313-516-8210. I'd love to speak with you, and I'd love to help you connect to a worldwide audience, grow your business, spread your knowledge and teachings and awareness, and help you get out there. So until next time, have fun, enjoy the rest of summer, stay cool, stay hydrated, pick up the guy, and I will see you guys and speak with you next month. Blessings to all. Bye-bye.